come on, come on, everybody. 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 Come on, come on, everybody.
Hello, it's another edition of the Derek Shapiro Show here on DerekShapiroShow.com. Hello, Jay Rhythm, how are you? All right, another edition of the Derek Shapiro Show. We have many guests ahead of us, but first I want to tell you about this contest we're having on episode number six, and details coming up on the next one about the first five episodes. But first of all, we have some great guests. We have the Squizzles, we have from East Province's rock band, DJ Mondo, and we have this guy who did five times Rhode Island Monthly Magazine Reader's Poll for Most Accurate Meteorologist, and he won the Associated Press Award for Best Weathercast in 2001, 2, 3, and 4, none other but Tony Petracca. But first we have Miss Latin American Girl. We have Grizel Rodriguez, the director of the pageant. A few weeks ago, there was a pageant at the Sheraton, and Rola, my co-host of the Derek Shapiro Show, sang at the pageant. And hello, Grizel. How are you today?
Hello, Derek.
Yes, nice for you to be here.
Thank you.
Yes, and the girls over here today, too. We have the preteen, we have the little miss over here, and we have the teen. So all in one in the studio over here on the Derek Shapiro Show. So tell me, how did you get involved with this pageant?
Well, I started in Puerto Rico. Do I have 11 towns that I represent?
Really?
And in 20 years that I am in Rhode Island, mm-hmm. I took the time for the last 5 years to take care of Miss Latin American Girl 2006 this year.
Wow.
The last Saturday, the May 13th,
yes,
we went to the Sheraton Hotel for the whole day with five divisions.
Yes.
Babyface, Tiny Tots, Little Miss Junior, Miss Preteen and Teen,
yep,
of Rhode Island.
Yep.
Yes.
That's awesome. And how long do they stay Miss Latin American Girl? For how long? For a whole year, right?
Yes.
For a whole year?
For the whole year.
And what do they do in that year? What are their duties?
It's not easy.
Yeah.
To start, we need to start with their own money.
Yeah.
Because you need to be in the radio station. You need,
sure,
to put posters all,
sure,
over around the town and different towns, mm-hmm, Pawtucket and other, mm-hmm, other towns to reach the girls.
But what is their duty as being Miss Latin American Girl? What are their duties for the year?
During the year, they have to be like example.
Okay.
In their years, because you know it's the different divisions.
Sure.
But especially for the oldest one, they have to be an example for the other girls.
Okay.
If they are intelligent, they,
you're
have
right,
to have good grades.
Good grades.
Yes,
okay,
because their exposure, not only to the public, but they have an interview with the judges.
Interview with the judges, okay.
Exactly.
Sure, so maybe we should start with the oldest one first then. Teen, and now first of all, you know I do it first, but we should get you out of the way because you should set an example.
Exactly.
Come on. Get to the Derek Shapiro Show.
And to introduce Miss Latin American Girl Teen,
yes,
I have to let you know that Miss Latin American Girl is,
sure,
the key opportunity to set your child apart intellectually and emotionally with dignity, helping parents there and get their child the recognition and exposure they deserve without expending a fortune.
Okay.
Okay, that's very important to,
sure,
know. You have to exposure your daughters because the challenge in the world is so big.
Sure.
And they
is,
need this experience in their life.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we have the Miss Latin American Girl. And state your name for the radio for the Derek Shapiro Show, please.
Hello. Thank you for having me here.
Well, thank you for being here. Yes, it's a great pleasure. So what is your name?
Evelaini Tavares.
And tell me, how did it feel to win back last month in May?
It felt pretty good.
Yeah?
Like, I feel like I couldn't do this at first, but then I was like, wow, I actually finished this. I was able to do it.
Sure. And where do you live now? You live in Providence?
Yes.
Okay. What school do you go to?
Bishop McVinney.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
14 years old. So you're looking forward to driving in 2 more years?
Yes.
And you get good grades in school then, huh?
A's and B's.
A's and B's. I see. I didn't do as good as you. I got all C's and D's, you know what I'm saying? So what do you plan to do after this?
I plan like just finishing high school and then going on to college, owning my own business.
Owning your own business. Okay. Something like this, like a radio station or management company like I do. Or what would you like to do?
Like, I want to own my own car alignment shop.
Really? All right. Well, I'm looking forward to doing that. Okay. And next we're going to do preteen. Okay. And state your name for the radio. What's your name?
Virginia Nunez.
All right. And how does it feel for you to be a Miss Latin American girl?
It feels good.
Yes. And were you nervous before you won?
A little. Just a little bit.
A little bit? And how old are you now?
I am 11 years old.
11 years old. And tell me, what school do you go to?
I go to St. Paul's.
And where's that? In Providence?
Cranston.
And do you live in Cranston?
No, I live in Providence.
You live in Providence. Okay. And whereabouts do you live in Providence?
Excuse me?
Whereabouts do you live in Providence?
Marion Avenue.
Okay. And so tell me about, how's it feel like to have a crown? Do you feel like you're a princess or you're a queen, you know?
I feel like myself, but then it feels also like a princess.
Yeah.
But you mainly have to be yourself.
Yeah. And have you signed any autographs yet?
No.
We got to sign an autograph for the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay. Well, thank you for being here. And next we have Little Miss Junior. Please state your name for the radio.
Hello, my name is Rosa Gutierrez. I'm 8 years old, and I'm in third grade. I go to Flint School, and we are very happy to be here.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy for you girls to be here today, too, as well. And tell me, how's it feel to be Little Miss Junior?
I feel great.
All right. And how does it feel to wear that crown? You like to wear that crown?
Yes.
It's different than the Burger King crown, isn't it? Huh? Well, thank you for being here. Would you introduce the next song over here for the Derek Shapiro Show? Of course, it's Rolla, Diamond in the Rough.
Rolla, Diamond in the Rough.
All right, feature myself as well here on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Diamond in the rough, you will always be. My diamond in the rough, and so they don't stop talking, you fade them all.
This is a public awareness group. Call 401-345-2727.
Are you tired of high cost of living? Would you believe public officials knew this in advance? My name is Bob. It was known to me, and information was sent to law enforcement, politicians, top news channels. Would you like to take part in controlling your direction? Give me a call.
Again, 401-345-2727. Again, this is a public service announcement. 401-345-2727.
Hi, my name is Rosa Gutierrez, and I'm Miss Latin American girl, Little Miss Junior.
Hi, my name is Virginia Nunez, and I am Miss Latin American girl preteen.
Hi, my name is Elena Tavares, and I am Miss Latin American girl teen.
And we listen to the Derek Shapiro Show on the DerekShapiroShow.com.
We are back here on the Derek Shapiro Show from commercial, and we have the guest, the Squizzles. Hello, the Squizzles. How are you guys?
Good.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, things are going good.
Yes, no problem. No problem. Yeah. Now, who's the leader of the group? Now, there's one, two, three, four. Let me make sure I have, there's four people. I'm not miscounting anybody, right?
We have a ghost today.
You have a ghost today, too. Okay. Hello, ghost.
Yeah. We're missing Jesse. He plays bass. He's not here.
Oh, he's not here. Oh, okay. So, go around and introduce yourselves.
He's got like a drug test thing he's got to go to.
A drug testing, okay. So did you show positive or negative for drugs?
I don't know.
Positive.
Positive. Everybody's positive here. So,
he's smoking weed in Jay Rhythm's living room.
Yes. So tell me on the Derek Shapiro Show, who's the leader of the band, or are you all consider yourselves equal?
What does leader mean? Does that mean front man? What does leader mean? Does that mean front man or the guy who pulls the strings?
The front man.
Well, I guess that'd be me. Okay. I'm Ian. Ian Turner. Vocals. Vokes. Microphones.
Vox.
Vox. Love machine. I'm a Pisces, ladies.
You're a Pisces. Tell me, Rola, who usually co-hosts the show with me, she's a Pisces too. When's your birthday?
20th. February, yeah.
February 23rd. And who is the, now you play the guitar too?
Singer.
Just a singer.
He's a guitar player.
Okay, just a singer. Yeah. Okay. And who is the guitar player out of the bunch?
Yeah, I'm Rob and I play guitar.
Rob what?
Boyd.
Boyd?
Body. Stevens. Body, whatever you want to call me. I have different last names.
Okay. And what do you play over here? You're the drummer?
Yeah, I'm Buddy Procopio. I lay down the sick beats.
The sick beats?
Sick beats.
So you're just like a Jay Rhythm, but in the rock world.
Me and him were born the same day at the same mother.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. She was hurting after us. Jay Rhythm, are you an Aries?
No, I'm not.
What are you?
Virgo.
He's a Virgo, ladies.
And what do you play now?
I play trumpet and piano.
Okay, what's your name again?
Taylor.
Taylor, that's for the viewers out there. What's your last name?
Taylor Temple.
Taylor Temple. Where do you live?
I live in Rolla.
You live in Rolla? Wait, I live in Rolla. Wait a second.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Okay. Good thing Rolla's not here. Maybe that's why. Okay.
Controversy.
So your guys from, whereabouts in Rhode Island are you guys from? The band is based out of?
East Providence.
East Providence, Rhode Island?
Yep.
So Riverside, East Providence, Rumford?
Rumford.
Rumford and Riverside.
I'm the only Rumford out here, so help me.
So you live in Rumford Pets?
I live in Rumford Pets.
Are you a pet?
I'm a pet.
Definitely hamster looking.
You can pick me up for $9.95 and just make sure I get plenty of food and water.
Tell me, you guys, what do you represent? Now, you're a rock band. But
hold on. While you're asking this, I'm going to put my hand on your knee.
Oh, okay.
My hand's on Derek Shapiro's knee right now.
This feels good. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Tell me, who do you guys look up to? Who do you guys look up to other than my knee?
Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody else want to answer this?
I look up to like all the big time stage performers, like Ozzy Osbourne and Ian Rosenholm. If you know him, he's really cool.
So you look up to Ozzy Osbourne in a sense, like you want to bite a rat's head off.
Actually, I'm going one step. I'm going to the rat's testicles.
Really?
I want to go full out and hurt that rat. Make that rap.
And who do you look up to in the rock door? In the rock door?
Mike Butts in the morning.
And Mike Butts in the morning.
I used to intern for Mike Butts.
That's me.
I used to intern for Mike Butts, and then I get involved in this record label and writing things on pieces of wood. It got all really weird. I know I'm in a basement with J Rhythm, and we're doing coke. It's weird.
So who do you really look up to, like in the rock world? Do you know Ozzy Osbourne too, or do
no,
you look up
I
to
like bands like Beck and yeah, he's a good guy.
But not a loser like
he's
Beck,
original.
Right?
No, well like, yeah, I am.
I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me, right? Let's see. I'm a
Derek
rock
Shapiro.
Derek Shapiro. And what about you? Who do you look up to?
I look up to a lot of different bands. I mean, just this morning I woke up and started listening to Weezer, and then I went to Jimi Hendrix with Band of Gypsies, and then Beck, and then I mean, in my car I was listening to Tool. So there's a lot of different musicians that definitely influence my music career.
And what about you?
I got lawyers don't want me to talk about what I'm interested in and my hobbies and all that. Really, I mean, I have to plead the fifth. You know, I'm not allowed it. I got an impending court case. And
all right. Well, we're gonna play the first song over here. And what's the first song you're gonna be playing?
Scabby Penis.
Scabby Penis. Wait, you're not talking about your penis, right?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Here's the first song on the Derek Shapiro Show. What's the real title now?
Number three.
Can we put five first?
Okay, we'll do five first.
It's called Wage War.
Wage War. Here on the Derek.
Wage War.
Wage, like W-A.
Come on, Derek.
G-E. Oh, Rage War.
Wage War.
Oh, R-A-G-E.
He plays guitar.
Okay.
Wage War.
Here on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you.
sure about your rights? As an employee, whether full-time, part-time, or temporary, you have the right to work in an environment free of discrimination and harassment while on commission. For Human Rights, RICHR, are here to protect your rights. If someone at work is harassing or discriminating against you, call them regardless of your citizenship or work authorization status. They will investigate your complaint and take action to end any illegal discrimination. Real world, real rights, real responsibilities. To learn more, U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, www.youth.eeoc.gov, 1-800-669-4000, or call them at 1-800-669-6820, Rhode Island Commission for Human Rights, www.richr.ri.gov. Call them at 401-222-2661, or call them at 401-222-2664. Sponsored by Youth at Work, a public service message, EEOC, Richer, and Ripta, and the Derek Shapiro Show.com. This is a public awareness group. Call 401-345-2727.
Are you tired of high cost of living? Would you believe public officials knew this in advance? My name is Bob. It was known to me, and information was sent to law enforcement, politicians, top news channels. Would you like to take part in controlling your direction? Give me a call.
Again, 401-345-2727. Again, this is a public service announcement. 401-345-2727.
Check out new pictures of the Squizzles at DerekShapiroShow.com.
We are here again and with the group of the Squizzles.
Hey, I got one question. Why does Rolla keep text messaging me, man?
Well, I gotta find out.
I'm just kidding.
Now, I have a question for you guys. Now, I heard on the streets, you know, I told everybody that you're going to be on my show, and rumor has it when you perform with other bands, you make fun of other bands. Now, is that true?
No.
Not anybody. You wouldn't?
We love other bands.
You love other bands, okay. Yeah. Now, what other bands around here do you like, or do you look up to, or do you just look up to yourselves?
We love ourselves.
I look up to the Scabby Nails.
The Scabby Nails.
The Dicks.
The Rigid Penis.
The Rigid Penis.
Ooh, yeah. No.
Shits.
What about the Pussies? The Pussycat Dolls.
I'm declaring right now I'm leaving this band and starting the Shits. I'm going to be a singer of the Shits. I'm not. Right now it's just three members of the Squizzles.
It's going to be the name of the first album.
And the former member. Which is me, because I'm joining the Shits. I'm announcing it right now.
Now, J-Rhythm, come to the microphone, because they want you here to the microphone, and just say hello to the Squizzles.
Say something sexy. I work at KB Toys, and come.
Woo! Yeah!
I want the Squizzles to spend their money at KB Toys, so my store won't close down like the other 150. Providence plays more.
Come visit J-Rhythm, the producer.
KB Toys, all right?
Yeah. And you can also catch J-Rhythm on MySpace, too. You know, the Friends of the Squizzles, you know. MySpace.com/J-Rhythm, you know.
Also,
and you're on MySpace, too, right?
JRhythmBigCock.com. He started his own porn website.
Yeah. Big Daddy with Baby Girls.
Big Daddy.
Oh, like we have.
Yeah. You know, JRhythmWithMidgets.com. Check it out. Loves the little people.
Hey, tell me about your websites. I was checking out your websites and
thesquizzles.com, SQUIZZLES, and same thing at MySpace.
Yes,
and we have a pure volume.
Pure volume.
We don't fuck around with pure volume though.
Really? How come?
It gave me AIDS, bro.
Oh, it gave you AIDS. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, Derek Shapiro.
It's a penis swab, bro. You know what I mean?
Well, don't worry. Every year I do the AIDS walk every year, so that's all right. You know, so.
Let's talk about what's going on with you, Derek.
Oh, well, I have the
Squizzles
on.
How about this show, huh?
I have the Squizzles on. Did you know that? The Squizzles on my show. Yeah.
All right.
Do you know them?
Yeah, they're good.
That band sucks, I'm telling you.
They hang out with Tony Petracca, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know.
He touches kids.
I think Tony's going to fill in as the new lead singer.
Hey, Tony, there's a cloud on my dick. It's raining, bro.
The deal with Tony is, I want to let you know a little bit. I know some inside scoop about Tony.
Now, I have a question, guys, okay?
Let me let you know the deal.
What place do they perform the best in Rhode Island? Okay, or Massachusetts or New England?
My house. Century Lounge.
Century Lounge? Why the Century Lounge?
Because
Because they're good to us, and a lot of people come. It's safe, and it's clean, and it sounds good, and they kick ass. Yeah, Doc. Fuck Doc.
I don't know. I don't know.
What my favorite place to play is my house, because I don't have to move shit.
You
it's
don't. Just,
it's there.
Except when you go to the bathroom.
It's a good place. That's where Ian's going to start the shit.
My favorite place to play is, let me tell you about Tony.
Okay. 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 Well, we got to play another song. And what's another song you want
to
play?
We were lying. We were both lying down.
Both lying down. That's
hold
awesome.
On. DJ Mondo's coming up next.
Then Tony. Right?
Then Tony.
Then Tony Petracca.
Then Rola.
No, Rola's on the show today.
Then Jay Rhythm and then, Rola.
Yeah.
And Jay Rhythm. Let's keep going. Let's talk about. What do you think about the show today?
This show is really.
Let's talk about. I'm putting a Gatorade bottle right in Derek's crotch
okay,
right
I'm
now.
I'm just gonna pee it so you can drink it. You don't want to see you.
This is crazy.
Yes. Okay.
Call the cops.
So, which I'm gonna. Okay.
Jay Rhythm, I smell gas down here. What's going on, bro?
So what's the next song we're gonna be playing by you guys? I've been gonna play. Let's talk about Sex Baby. Is that your song?
It's Sex Baby. It's called Skeletal Dogs. It's about sex babies. And these songs were mixed and produced by Jason Pacheco. He did a good job with this stuff.
All right. Here's the next song here on the Derek Shapiro Show by the Squizzles.
Baby, I love you.
for a wrap. Come to Anthony's Cafe at 1331 Broad Street, Providence, Rhode Island. Go for their sub sandwiches such as Italian grinders or for their salads. Again, that's Anthony's Cafe at 1331 Broad Street, Providence, Rhode Island. Give them a call at 401-228-3363. They deliver.
Providence Children's Museum, come play and learn. Climb, play, explore, and discover the fun of learning at the Providence Children's Museum, located at 100 South Street, Providence, Rhode Island, 02903. Call them at 401-273-5437. They have free time, sponsored by CVS Pharmacy Charitable Trust, the first Sunday of each month from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And also, too, sponsored by MetLife Foundation, MetLife Family Friday, free at 5. The museum is free at the third Friday evening of each month from 5 to 8 and every Friday, June through August. Sponsored also by Ripta and the Derek Shapiro Show.com. And you could actually check their website out, www.childrenmuseum.org. Okay, we are back here on the Derek Shapiro Show. We have the crazy group, the Squizzles. You probably heard them. I don't know when you were in the other room, right?
Never heard them before.
No, but did you hear them saying about, like, you know, Mondo's here, you know, and they're filming me, whatever, you know?
I heard them. Yeah. I got the message.
They're crazy, I'm telling you. But they're from East Providence, and you're from East Providence as well, too, right?
I am, yes.
Yes, you're a rapper, DJ, singer. I mean, you do it all, right?
Do it
producer,
all.
Too, just like Jay Rhythm?
I do it all. A triple threat.
Tell me, how do you do it all? And plus, you're 19, and you're senior year in high school?
Yep, still in high school, senior year.
Senior year in high school. Tell me, how does it feel to be a senior?
Well, first of all, I'm glad it's all over because, you know, I worked so hard and
really?
I'm ready to move on, you know.
Yes. You already graduated already?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
All done. It's all over.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
When's your graduation party? I know you've been on the Derek Shapiro Show crew, right?
It's happening pretty soon.
Oh, good.
It's going down.
Because, you know, me, I love to eat. You know what I'm saying? I love to eat. You know, I mean, so what do you plan to have your graduation party?
Honestly, right now I'm not sure because, like, I'm so busy doing everyone else's graduation party.
Oh, yeah, know? Yeah. Okay.
Because that's just what I do. You know, as a DJ, I got like 18 of them lined up.
Really?
So it's kind of like I got to do all them.
Yeah.
And then I got to do my own.
You know? So where do you usually DJ?
Everywhere. Really? From East Providence to Boston.
Boston. Know, like, so yeah. Boston people out there, you know, Mondo, you know, is good on Boston, huh? Where have you DJ in Boston?
In Boston, I do like a lot of weddings. I do
weddings.
Like a lot of those big hotels.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me a crazy ass wedding story. You know, the craziest wedding story.
The craziest wedding story. Let's see. This one girl, I mean, this girl was just so into the wedding, you know, as like all brides are. Mm-hmm. But she was carried in by like these Greek gods.
Really?
Know, like these guys that were like buff, you know, like on steroids probably.
Just like me. No.
And like, it was just funny because, like, her husband's, you know, they at the altar. He's just standing there, you know, and she just gets carried in by, like, you know, these huge dudes. And I'm like, is this a circus or is this a wedding? You know, but it was crazy, though. It was hot. Man.
Wow, that's awesome. Now tell me about you produce your own music. You rap, you sing.
Rap, sing, produce it, do it all.
Tell me about your own music now. The style of your music, you know, you're on MySpace. You have your own website, yep. You know.
Who's not on MySpace, huh? That thing is taking over the world. It's like a drug.
It is. So tell me about your music, you know.
Let's see. Like, my music, you know, like, everyone knows that, like, I'm a rapper. You know, that's the name. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot more than just rapping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a rapper does what? He raps. Yeah. You know, he's the guy that just raps his rhymes.
Right.
You know, but me, like, I mean, I'm a producer. I compose it. You know, like, I'm a music artist.
Music artist.
Yeah, you know, because, okay. Like, I write the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then I compose the beat.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's a lot more than just rapping that I do.
So, know? So do you do a lot of the your own singing at your own gigs? Do you ever rap your own? Or do you ever play your own music, too, at your own gigs? Just put your own track in?
I have.
And what's the feel of that?
Just to see, you know, like, I'll just throw it out and be like, all right, there's something new, exclusive going on. And, you know, like, I had times where, you know, people are like, oh, you know, who is that? I'm like, that's me. They're like, really? Nah, that's not you. I'm like, I'll do it live for you right now. It's me, you know?
Right.
And then I had people be like, I ain't feeling that. But you know what? That's how it is. That's how the world goes around.
Now this song, okay, that we're going to be playing here on the Derek Shapiro yep. Show. What's this new song?
This new song I got right here is called I Got That. And this is kind of one of those top 40 pop, you know, like MTV type joints.
And there's a girl in this song too?
There is a girl in this song, okay. Yes.
Now she's famous, right?
it sounds like she's famous. It sounds like it's Britney Spears. It's actually not. It's actually a good friend of Britney Spears.
Good friend of Britney Spears.
A good friend of Britney
Spears.
What's
her name?
Her name is Deb.
Deb. So
very,
she's a good
very good singer.
So is she Deb Spears?
No, she's actually the ex-wife of my producer.
Oh, ex-wife of your producer. So how does your producer feel about that?
Like, they have a good relationship. Because, like, not only, you know, like, were they married, but, you know, like, they also have a band together. So, mm-hmm. you know, like, business must, you know, like, go on, even mm-hmm. though, you know, that has ended their life. So,
sure.
everything's good.
Yeah. But, okay, want to hear the song, I Got This, right?
I Got That.
Oh, I Got That.
I Got That, yes.
What do you have?
What do I got?
What's that? I got that.
I got whatever you need, whatever you want. That's what I got.
Okay, here is Mondo here on the Derek Shapiro Show with I Got That.
Ladies, daddy's home. Let's go. Let's go.
I like a guy that knows his stuff.
Yeah, but Ma, can you back that up? Cause I like girls that light up.
Ooh, I got that, yeah.
Quiet down now, this right here's my song. I got the girls in the back with the clothes off. I feel it in the air, something like a jump off. Any minute now, something but to pop off. I love it when I hit it, can you feel it when I give it? Every second, every minute, I'm up in it like a midget. And I will never quit it, don't forget it, little bitch. Every day and anywhere, you can hit it, come and get it. If you got a problem with it, one of my girls, you got a problem with it, one of my girls, come here, mother, room two's my girl. Then you come out and say, I like your girl. I'm a business man, so you already know. You can't compare with the one Mondo. I might settle down, but right now, hell no. I like my girl, but I love them hoes.
I like a guy that knows his stuff.
Yeah, but Ma, can you back that up? Cause I like girls that like to.
You could never dream of.
Well, I've been all over the world, so I hope you think like a nasty girl. 2 a.m., last call, here we go. At the bar, trying to get one more. I slide to the left, to the girl on the floor. You wanna come home with me, little? Smack to the face, I deserve that, yeah. I almost forgot there were tricks in here. Girls going wild like guys, bad child. Flip your skirt, show your pants, hang out. We like to party, just scream and shout. Pouring that liquor right down your mouth. The food's over there and the keg's in the house. The weed's over here, shit, popo's out. High school drama, college camp out. The party don't stop till we all fall down. 6 in the morning, playing blackjack now. Tomorrow's front page, we the talk of the town. Yeah, but Ma, can you back that up? Cause I like girls that like to.
Ooh, I got that, yeah. I can take you places you could never dream of.
Well, I've been all over the world, so I hope you think like a nasty girl. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. If you ain't gonna miss it, what's up? But Ma, can you back that up? Cause I like girls that like to.
Ooh, I got that, yeah. I can take you places you could never dream of.
Well, I've been all over the world, so I hope you think like a nasty girl.
I like a guy that knows his stuff.
Yeah, but Ma, can you back that up? Cause I like girls that like to.
Ooh, I got that, yeah. I can take you places you could never dream of.
I've been all over the world, so I hope you think like a nasty girl.
I can take you places you could never dream of. I can take you places you could never dream of. I can take you places you could never dream of.
Well, I've been all over the world, so I hope you think like a nasty girl.
Go see my friend Sajo at the Salad Bowl, all natural food restaurant at 65 Way Bossa Street in the Arcade in Providence, Rhode Island, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Try their lentil salad, Greek salad, grilled chicken. Their phone number is 401-421-2828 for delivery and catering. And Sajo's other restaurant, New England House of Pizza at 1394 Douglas Avenue, North Providence. And their phone number is 401-383-4849. For free delivery and the best food in North Providence, Rhode Island. They have thin crust. Also check out their fresh fish and chips only on Fridays. Again, that's the Salad Bowl in New England House of Pizza. We are back here on the Derek Shapiro Show from commercial. And right before commercial, we played Mondo's song. You know, I got that. That really sounds like Britney Spears. Come on now. I mean, I think you're lying. I think that was really Britney Spears. Come on.
I'm telling you. It's not. It's not. I wish it was.
Are you
trust
sure?
Me. I wish it was.
Okay. Who was that girl again?
Her name is Deb.
Deb, that's
she's
right.
A good friend.
Deb who?
Honestly, I can't really say her last
that's
name.
That's my son
sorry.
In the background. I'm taking care of my son, you know, and because I got my son over here, River. You know, he's new, you know, to the world. Because I'm taking care of Rolo's doing something else. That's why she's not in this episode. You know, Rolo has a gig today. You know, and I'm taking care of River. Yes, I wish Rolo could be here. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. You know,
she's the shit. Don't worry, she's coming back.
Yeah, she's coming back. You know, but the thing is, you know, River's over here. London's helping out River. You know, and Jay Rhythm's over here producing the thing. We got Mondo the producer. But tell me, you Mondo.
Yeah,
how'd you get the name Mondo?
Like, Mondo.
It's like Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Mountain Dew.
Mondo. No, no, no.
That's let's see. Consumer. Well, no. Like my name is Armando. You know, that's
Armando.
That's my name. And I mean, I'm like Mondo's kind of short for Armando. You know, take the AR off of it.
Right.
And in Spanish, I'm like Mondo, which is mundo.
Mundo
means world.
Really.
Big.
So you're Spanish.
I'm not. I'm half Italian, half Portuguese.
Ooh.
Yeah, good mix, good mix.
So what side do you like the best?
My Italian side.
The Italian side.
Federal Hill. That's what it's all about. That's where I was born and raised, Federal Hill.
Really? So you like all the Italian restaurants like...
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. Well, no, that's not in Federal Hill.
Well, no, it's not in Federal Hill, but that's an Italian restaurant.
But what do you like? Capriccio's? No, that's not in Federal Hill, but like... what's that? Mediterranean restaurant?
Yep.
And you like Zumba. And it's... But what's your favorite Italian restaurant up on the hill?
Up on the hill, let's see. I like going a lot. Angelo's.
Angelo's. Angelo's. Angelo's, yes.
Yeah.
You like Caserta's Pizza?
I love that place.
Caserta's Pizza, I'm telling you. Did you know the owner of Caserta's Pizza, okay, is good friends with Regis Philbin?
Is he?
Yes. Let me tell you why. Because Regis Philbin and the owner of Caserta's Pizza both went to Notre Dame together.
Oh, I know that.
Did you know that?
No,
so,
I didn't know that.
So you go in there, you know what I'm saying, and you say... How's Regis doing? You know, Regis, you know what I'm saying? You know? So tell me, what's your favorite Italian dish? You being Italian.
Italian dish. See, I gotta go with like the chicken parmesan.
Oh, I love the chicken parmesan. Okay,
gotta go with that.
Sandwich or with pasta?
Pasta.
Okay,
has to be the pasta.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, it is fattening, you know. But like when you perform, actually Mondo performed with Rolo. Okay,
yep.
Best pizza.
Yep.
Okay, and it was a great show. Okay, you put it on a great show at Best Pizza.
Thank you.
And that night, I don't know if you noticed me eating. The big dish of chicken parmesan.
I did notice you in the back eating away, chomping down.
I can't help myself. The chicken parmesan is good, you know.
I said this guy got the best of both worlds right now. He's eating, you know, Italian food and he's listening to Mondo. Come on.
Now, what's your favorite Portuguese dish?
Portuguese dish.
I tried to have some Portuguese soup. And my old friend Jessica, who comes from Middleborough, Massachusetts, big Portuguese town over there, and I tried Portuguese soup. Do you like Portuguese soup?
I do like Portuguese soup. Yeah.
So and you like Portuguese sweetbread too?
Love it.
Love it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Love that.
Now, who's Italian? Your dad or your mom?
My mom's Italian.
Okay. And your dad's Portuguese.
Yep.
Okay. I like that. So, okay. So, now I heard about this new song, this other song now we're going to be playing. It's about Katrina. Tell me about the song.
This song is titled Katrina, and obviously everyone knows that word very well, Hurricane Katrina.
Yes, you performed that at Best Pizza as well.
I did, back in 2005, you know, like the hurricane hit down south, and it just, you know, like it took part of everyone's life, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just, I was home, I was, you know, just watching the TV, you know, like day after day, and I said, you know what, I said, I got to do something about this.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're on the news saying how, you know, like you can donate this, donate that, you know, raise money for this fund, that fund. I said, well, what can I do, you know, as an artist, you know, as a person who writes music?
Right.
You know, so then I sat back, I took notes about, you know, all the facts that were going on and just, you know, like this one says that one, this
right.
one's to blame, that one's to blame, you know, and it's just, it was getting so blown up as, you know, like the news and
sure.
TV does because that's this job.
Yep.
And I just, you know, like I went back in the studio and it was, I think, like the fifth day after it happened.
Yeah,
I recorded the song. I wrote it in about 2.5 hours because I was that focused.
2.5 hours, wow.
2.5 hours, you know. And like everyone's saying, well, how can you write something that fast? I said, that's the best way to write.
Yeah.
You know, don't think about it. Just do it.
Sure.
You know, that's how the best material comes out.
So you use the news excerpts from the news?
I did. I took actual clips.
Clips.
You know, like from the news I'm just to bring that vibe, that feeling that is so real.
And you got permission from the news, you said.
I did, yes. I talked to a couple people, and I, you know, they said, yeah, you know, it's not a big deal, you know.
And it got coverage in the media too. How did this get coverage in the media?
It got a hold to the East Providence Post, and I had a, you know, like an interview with them, and I was in, you know, the paper.
Really?
For that, yeah. So I got that, you know, hanging on the wall. You know, like I've been in the paper now a couple of times, and
now on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Derek Shapiro Show, yes. Yeah. So you know, I got all the plaques on the wall. You know. Yes. Every time I've been in the paper, and, you know, like, I have a goal, you know, like, as long as I'm in the paper at least twice a year, I'm doing something right, you know?
This is better than the paper, actually, by the way.
Of course, because this is getting, you know, worldwide.
Worldwide, you know, the Derek Shapiro
Show. This is the internet right here.
Yes. So on the Derek Shapiro Show, okay, what's the name of this one again?
It's called Katrina.
Katrina.
Yes.
Okay, so it's just basically Katrina from the Hurricane Katrina. We're going to be playing it now. Here is Katrina on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Enjoy. In a minute, we're going to be eating each other.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. We got this. We got this.
We are Americans. This is terrible.
Somebody is coming to the city and help us. We need the National Guard. Mr. Bush, please send somebody down here to help us. They're raping babies, raping women, killing people. We don't have no food, no water. They got old people stuck in their houses that don't have legs, that can't walk. We need some help. Please send somebody to help us. Don't you worry.
This song is dedicated to the victims of Katrina.
Everything we own is all gone. Our cars, our home, they're no more. All that's left is a voice with a vision. We'll keep moving cause this life's worth living. In this country known as America. How come it took so long to get to us? Why? You see us with the press crying for help. All we wanna do is just get out of this hell. We all thought we were safe. Nah, the levee won't break. The government told us everything was okay. 20 feet of water came, it was just too late. Now my family is suffering day after day. It took 5 days, 5 days, 5 dock days for some food and water to just come our way. The Superdome was our home, we had nowhere to go. All those nights in the same clothes, praying with hope. I'ma tell it like it was, I'm not leaving nothing out. You need to hear the truth of the chaos down south. Alabama to Biloxi, mainly New Orleans. It was something like a movie, but this wasn't make-believe. Days on the rooftop, waiting for the helicopter. Hurry up, save us, the water's rising to the top. Reality, a tragedy that could have been prevented. But instead, they let thousands walk that stairway to heaven. Everything we own is all gone. Our cars, our home, they're no more. All that's left is a voice with a vision. We'll keep moving cause this life's worth living. In this country known as America. How come it took so long to get to us? Why? You see us with the press crying for help. All we wanna do is just get out of this hell. Let's go.
That video coming out of the southeastern United States is very disturbing and upsetting, and so it is no wonder that for one local family, every second is ticking by like an eternity, this as they wait for news that their loved ones are okay.
I know times are hard right now. But you gotta keep your head up.
I know it's hard to lose a loved one. Life will never be the same. But think, these people now are living in a better place. We need to come together. Every nation, every race. Stop the hating and pointing on who really we should blame. Let's get together, form a drive, or just donate some time. Every little thing counts. Together it will amount. We can make a difference, make a change, rebuild these towns. In time, you'll see America, we stand proud. We can't let this get us down. It needs to bring us back up. Red Cross and FEMA working. Now we need to act up. It needs to happen, happen now. This can't wait till tomorrow. Cause the Lord above, he's saying he can't promise tomorrow. Everything we own is all gone. Our cars, our home, they're no more. All that's left is a voice with a vision. We'll keep moving cause this life's worth living. In this country known as America. How come it took so long to get to us? Why? You see us with the press crying for help. All we wanna do is just get out of this hell. Let's go.
I know the people this part of the world are suffering. I want them to know that there's a flow of progress.
Everything we own is all gone. Our cars, our home, they're no more. All that's left is a voice with a vision. We'll keep moving cause this life's...
This is a public awareness group. Call 401-345-2727.
Are you tired of high cost of living? Would you believe public officials knew this in advance? My name is Bob. It was known to me, and information was sent to law enforcement, politicians, top news channels. Would you like to take part in controlling your direction? Give me a call.
Again, 401-345-2727. Again, this is a public service announcement. 401-345-2727.
Hi, this is Tony Petracca, and you're listening to The Derek Shapiro Show. Where else but on DerekShapiroShow.com.
We're back here on The Derek Shapiro Show. And before I get to my next guest, I just want to mention that when Mondo left, he forgot to mention that you could find him on www.myspace.com/Mondo. Machado, M-A-C-H-A-D-O, or you can find him on mondomusic.com, or you could call him up at 523-0021 for DJ, songwriting, producing, and, you know, of course, for parties or weddings, etc. But now we're up to my next guest, Tony Petracca from Channel 12/Fox 64. Welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much. I heard all about your show.
Oh, thank you.
And glad to be here.
Yes, thank you. All good things, of course, right?
All good things.
Oh, that's good.
It's a show that's going to be taking off big time.
Thank you. Hopefully it does, you know, because you're big here in Rhode Island, you know. And you know, I used to follow you around. You know, I used to be a Tony Petracca stalker here with viewers, okay?
That's true.
It's true. You know, at the Ice Cream Challenge back in Garden City. MS Walk, you know, every year I see you in the MS Walk, every single year.
In fact, you passed me this year.
Exactly.
You were walking pretty fast.
Yeah, yes, I do walk pretty fast, you know. Rola usually can't keep up with me, you know what I'm saying? You know, who's usually the co-host of the show, you know, but she's off today, of course.
Well, I don't know. Listen, they can't see you in person. Rola's in better shape than you, I think.
That's what a lot of people say. But the thing is, what I was going to say is that I want to ask you, first of all, to start off, how do you feel about being a long-time, you know, meteorologist, you know, chief meteorologist on, you know, Fox 64, Channel 12? You know, long time you've been there, you know. Do you feel like a celebrity like Karen Adams is? You know, you've been on there for years and years.
Well, it's been 20 years now.
20 years. Wow.
Actually, I'll take that back. 19 years.
19 years.
This past March. I feel a lot of comfortable with the word celebrity. I just feel as though I have a job to do, which
sure.
is to predict the weather. And, you know, being in the public eye and the fact that, you know, being on television for so long, people mm-hmm. recognize you, which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, that comes with the territory. And I'm, you know, very lucky to do what I love, which
sure.
is weather. I know you were a big weather fan
watching,
back in
yes.
your young. Well, you were, you know, in your younger days.
In high school.
You were a weather watcher for us as well yeah. as Channel 10. And you would
yes.
call him your weather reports and we would
yes.
put your name on the air. And actually,
John Flanders was there back in the day. Yeah.
That's right. John Flanders helped me to get my start
wow.
at Channel 12. And, you know, weather watchers are always a big help
sure.
When, you know, tracking storms and stuff like that. You don't call anymore, though.
Exactly. I don't because I'm doing this
oh.
stuff now on radio.
you're
so
busy now.
Busy now with
yeah,
family, two children, just like you
Congratulations.
Do. Congratulations. Thank you, yes.
Four-month-old River?
Yes, River in London is five, you know, having two beautiful kids, you know what I'm saying? That's what makes the world go round, you know, and that's why I do this show, you know, for them, you know what I'm saying, you know, so.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And you know, I remember when you actually did the morning show with Pat Masters back in the day, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I remember one time, I don't know if you remember this, but I remember one time they showed you goofing around one time. You on the chair.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh. How do you remember that?
Do you remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I remember they showed it on the air, and I thought that was cool. You know, Tony Petracca, you know.
Well, we were setting up the cameras and the lighting, so it wasn't going on air.
Right.
But they were recording it. I didn't realize they were recording, so I was
exactly.
just goofing around. And then they ended up playing that tape later in the day.
I remember.
Without my knowing.
I remember that back in the day.
So we like to have fun.
Yes. It's good because we have fun here on the Derek Shapiro Show all the time. Now, my next question is, what pressures about being a chief meteorologist do you have? You know, about getting the weather right, you know what I'm saying? Like when people blame you for the bad weather, like all the rain we had last month, you know?
Well, most of the time, you know, it's good-natured ribbing. I mean, obviously people realize I can't control the weather. So
exactly.
you get teased, but it's always harmless.
Exactly.
It doesn't bother me. You know, obviously, I want to be as accurate as I can be, and
sure.
you know, meteorology is not an exact science. It's
exactly.
like medicine. It's not an exact science, but we try our best, and every now and then, as you know, forecast doesn't always turn out as we thought
sure.
it would. But I think most of the time, we're doing okay. The technology has gotten a lot better, so you know, we're improving as the years go by.
So do you think it's more tricky when you have the 7-day pinpoint weather versus the 5-day weather?
Well, I mean, any time you go further out into the future, it becomes more difficult. Exactly. So it's obviously more difficult to go out 7 days than it is to go out 5 days. So the further you go out into the future, obviously the accuracy goes sure. down a little bit. But today's technology allows us to go out to 7 days with some sort of accuracy.
Sure,
So we just have to take the 7 day, you know, day seven forecast with a grain of salt.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
And here's my next question before we go to a song. How does it feel when you see your actually signs, like a Route 195, when you're going to work? You know, you must see it when you go to work every day. And, of course, the 95 near Rogers Park Zoo of you, you know. Do you feel like I'm almost like embarrassed to see yourself, or do you feel like a great, like, okay, you know, like
it's strange. Kinda. It's especially the one on Route 95, which yes. is a big billboard of myself. Right. And what was strange about that billboard is that I didn't know that was going up. So
really?
one day as I'm going around the bend on 195, I can see the billboard in the distance, and I see this huge head. And at first I didn't know who it was. And as I got closer, I was like, yeah. Oh my gosh, that's me.
Yeah, it wasn't Gary Light, right?
And they didn't tell me that they were putting the billboard up. Yeah. So it caught me by surprise. And now, of course, every day I have to drive by it.
They should tell
to
you
go
because,
to work.
Because if you're not paying attention, you could bring it to the car right in front of you and say, okay, oh my God, right?
Well, like, you know, my kids get a big kick out of it.
They do.
And
they say, oh, daddy, right?
Yeah. Just ironically, just about maybe a couple of months ago, somebody drew on the billboard. Yeah. So they had to wash it off. So that's the risk that comes when you have your picture out on a sand, like on a bus or a billboard. Sometimes you'll get a very avid artist that wants to do some.
Yes. This is funny because I take the bus a lot, you know, and I'm a bus, person. And I see you with the earring, mustache, you know.
Yep. So if you ever see, if you ever on the Ripta bus and you see my picture with a
yes.
with a mustache or an earring, you know, just erase it for me.
I will. But if you could do the honors and say the next song that's gonna be on the Derek Shapiro show for me.
Oh, so this I get to be the DJ.
Yes, you'll be the DJ.
All right. Well, this
DJ Tony.
this is called Lockdown by Rebel, and it's featuring an up and coming and soon to be extremely famous.
Oh, we can make a phone call. This place is driving crazy. I don't want it. Hello, what time is it?
P.M. Popo at my door with a woman for child support, cuffed and escorted to an unmarked wire. On the ride downtown, the sheriff runs my VCI. It confirms that I got another warrant and some fines. It appears they found a way to keep me in the system, but I'm not a criminal. The institution's a $1 billion industry. Most of the niggas locked down are just fools of circumstance that got caught up trying to survive in a land that has no mercy. Got down to the courthouse, thrown into a cell to await trial. Thank God I was high, cause if not that, I would have lost my mind. Talking to the niggas from the cells across the way. Hearing each man tell his own war story. The pigs call for me, so I'm on cage, cuffed again, escorted to the upper levels to await my fate. One judge lets me skate, the other sets bail, and they sell my ass away into the ACI. I'm stuck broke tagged with the number blues and a perverted CEO telling me to spread my ass cheeks. Thrown into a cell with about 30 others awaiting their fate. I'm trying to stay strong, but I'm dying in the inside. I don't belong here, I got dreams and stages, plus I'm missing my kids and women. When did it all get so complicated? I contemplate as I lay my bunk and wish of a way out. Gotta get out of this place, man. The walls are closing in on me. The CEO keeps looking at me funny, trying to provoke the fuck out of me till I lash out and screw myself. When you in those county blues, we're all niggas without rights. Most times we don't know what rights, so we let them beat the gray, shackle, cuffed and rough. Thrown into a bus to the penal system, all because I can't pay a fine. Man. Losing my mind like
like Papa Roach, but these OGs scream, don't let the time do you, you do the time. I tried, but this mental prism is worse than this physical one. Ever since Columbus, all we known is enslavement or imprisonment. Indians, big and nigga, need to unify, cause they don't give a fuck about us, never have, never will. So I grown a will to kill.
This is Derek Shapiro, The Derek Shapiro Show, here on DerekShapiroShow.com. Thank you for listening to The Derek Shapiro Show. You can give me a call at 401-432-7337 or 401-944-1743. You can contact me at DerekShapiroShow@yahoo.com or contact me on MySpace, www.myspace.com/DerekShapiroShow. Thank you for listening to The Derek Shapiro Show here on DerekShapiroShow.com. And you could also get a Derek Shapiro Show CD for free. Contact me.
This is Tony Petracca, and you're listening to The Derek Shapiro Show.com. Rolia, co-host, and Jay Rhythm, best producer in town.
Okay, we are back here on The Derek Shapiro Show after that lovely song by Rebel and featuring Rola. And now, again, we have Tony Petracca here from Channel 12, Fox 64. And... now, my next question is, a lot of hurricanes, you know, we had a lot of hurricanes last year.
Yep.
Do you think this season will be as big as last year, or do you think it's going to be worse?
Well, it should be busier than usual, busier right. than average. It may not be as busy as last year, which was a historic season. It'd
right.
be pretty rare to have a season like last year again this year. But right. that's not to say that this season will be quiet. It should be pretty busy, pretty active. Busy. And, you know, all the more reason why we need to, even here in New England, to stay on our toes, especially as you get late into the summer.
Exactly.
That's when things really start to pick up. And it's been a long time since we've had at least a big
exactly.
hurricane.
So do you think we're actually going to get hit? Do you think we're due for one? I mean, of course, a lot of people say we are. Huh?
Well, yeah, considering, you know, the last major hurricane wasn't necessarily Hurricane Bob, which was 1991, but actually Hurricane Carol, 53.
Really?
So you're talking over, you know, over 50 years. So, right. you know, talk about somebody being long overdue.
Yeah.
But being that being said, it doesn't necessarily mean that we would get a hurricane, you know, this summer, but it certainly, you know, cause for alarm that you want to, you know, pay attention this
sure.
season.
And we know that we got to keep our eyes glued to Channel 12, Fox 54. When that happens, of course, you and going to have your sleeves rolled up with Steve Cascione and T.J. Del Santo and,
yep. And Michelle Muscatello.
I like that. And yeah, I was trying to pronounce her name, trying to get it right. Michelle Muscatello.
Michelle
like
Muscatello.
Yeah. She's on the weekends, yeah.
So I get to all four of us. It's the Italian connection.
The Italian connection. Yeah, that's right. Steve huh? Cascione, T.J. Del Santo. Yeah,
that's what you're saying. Unless your name ends in a vowel, yeah. you can't work in the weather department.
So when you all are together, do you have like meatballs and spaghetti? Like, you know?
No, that's on Sundays only.
Oh, Sundays only. Yeah. Now tell me, I was going to say, I just lost my train of thought now. But, yeah, when you're home, okay, do you watch the Weather Channel mostly? Because, you know, of course, you'd be the meteorologist. Or do you try to get away from the weather? Do you try to, like,
no,
watch something else?
No, I watch the Weather Channel only because there are people on the Weather Channel that I went to school with.
Really?
My old roommate works on the Weather Channel. He's
sure.
on TV.
Really? What's his name?
Jim Cantore.
Jim Cantore.
Yep.
Okay.
So I like to watch the Weather Channel. Just
another
to,
Italian name.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. You know, to see some old friends.
Sure.
And you know, sometimes if I'm not on the computer, you know, getting weather updates, you know, a quick way would just be to turn the Weather Channel on and get a quick update as far as what the current conditions are before I'm heading out and stuff like that. So I just like to see what other meteorologists
sure.
are talking about.
Sure. And also to your summer class on B101 as well too.
We do the weather department does weather forecasting on B101, and actually do in the morning. I do a live weather hit at about 7:30, 7:35
on WSJ.
On B101. Yeah. Actually, Steve Cascione handles most of WSNE.
Yeah,
and then I do updates on HJJ and HJY.
So how would it be like if you did a like if we had a live weathercast here, like on the Derek Show? How would you say it?
Well, the forecast for today on the Derek Shapiro show is for mostly sunny sky. Oh, because this is being taped. This is aired later.
Exactly. It's going to be rainy this day, yes.
That's right. So you have to be careful. But, yeah, it's good to, you know, to get our word out, our forecast out on the radio. Obviously, okay. it's another way of people getting the information.
Sure.
So, I mean, we cover it all. We have, you know, obviously being on TV, we do the radio forecast. We do the forecast on the Providence Journal.
Yep.
We do the weather on the internet. Obviously, the internet is huge. You would know that. Your radio show is on the internet. In fact, there are times, sometimes I'll listen to at work on my downtime when I'm not working. I'm maybe having a dinner break. I'll listen to radio stations on the internet.
Sure.
So, you know, you no longer do you have to be stuck in your car.
Exactly.
Listening to the radio. You can listen to the radio, you know, right at home on your computer.
Now, do you also compare notes with other meteorologists too to make sure you're on the same page? Like, do you ever call up you know, Channel 10, Channel 6?
Oh, no. Well, you know, obviously it's a competitive kind of business. So while I know the other meteorologists at the other stations and we're friendly and we'll, you know, occasionally, you know, talk on the telephone or we'll see each other at fundraisers and things like that, as far as sharing like weather information, we do it amongst ourselves. Exactly. So I'll leave notes for Steve Cascione and he'll leave notes for me about what he thinks, what I think, so that we're on the same page as one meteorologist leaves and the other one comes in.
Sure.
We're all sort of on the same page. But I won't call Gary Lane to say, hey, you know, what do you think's going to happen tomorrow?
Now, another question too. Who do you look up to as meteorologist or like big time people? Like, do you look up to Al Roker, or, you know, who do you look up to that's like in your type of the woods, but, you know?
Well, I mean, being from Rhode Island, I grew up, you know, watching the meteorologists when I was young. I normally don't admit this too much, but I'll admit it on your show for the first time. And that is, growing up as a kid, I used to, you know, I would watch John Giorsi.
Sure.
And I would, you know, I was always, you know, I always admired him, and I thought, I'd like to do that someday.
Exactly.
And he's a great guy. You know, he's on the other station now, so I can't talk too many good things about him.
No. Exactly.
But yeah, you know, growing up, I always admire, and obviously I still admire him.
And then you actually went to the same college school as my friend Sam Schwartz did. Went to school in Vermont.
Linden State College. That's in Vermont. I went to Linden. T.J. Del Santo went to Linden.
Really?
And a lot of meteorologists that are on television across the country have been to that. You know, Penn State's another big school.
Oh, Penn State? Really?
I think Gary Lay went to Penn State, and that's a great school.
Really?
You know, there are good schools in New England.
And one last question I do have before we end the show today. What do you like to do in your spare time other than being here on the Derek Shapiro show?
Well, as you know, being a dad, especially with young children, you know, that's a full-time job. So I'm a father first and then a meteorologist.
Exactly.
So anytime I get to, you know, when I have free time,
Chuck E. Cheese's, huh?
It's funny you should say that, 'cause we just did Chuck E. Cheese a couple of weeks ago. That was interesting.
Sure. Yeah, my daughter's birthday party was there last October. So
I couldn't get my son out of the tunnel.
Exactly.
No, the tunnels up the ceiling.
Oh yes, yeah. You can't get my daughter out either, because, you know, she loves staying.
No.
When I call London, come on out. She's still in there. You know.
Yeah, I couldn't get him out of the tunnel.
Exactly.
But you know, they have a blast. And so, you know, what's great about having young children is that you get to relive your childhood all over again. So you get to, you know, play with toys.
Exactly. And go to playgrounds.
Go to playground.
And meet with other parents. Say,
yeah.
You know,
go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Exactly. It's fun. Well, I do thank you for much being here today, Tony.
Thank you. I wish you luck on the radio show. And I've noticed you've gotten you know, a lot of local artists are starting to recognize who
you are. Yes, I try to promote this on MySpace. So not only Rhode Island should hear you, hopefully, you know, other states should maybe hear you too. So, you know, if you get a call from this other station or whatever saying, oh, I want to tell you about Jerk, it worked for me, you know, you probably heard it from the Derek Shapiro show in other states, you know, maybe in Iowa or whatever, or California. But today, for you being here, I want to present this to you from Luigi's Restaurant in Johnston, 1357 Hartford Avenue, Johnston, Rhode Island. I want to give you a $25 gift certificate.
Should not have done that,
well,
but thank
you. Well, I do want to, at the Derek Shapiro show. And actually, I forgot to sign this, so I'm going to sign it after this, and put who it's from and put to, you know.
Thank you.
So, but that's to you. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
I want to thank all the people for being here today, too. The Squizzles. I want to thank you to DJ Mondo, and the Miss Latin American pageant for being here. Of course, the producer, Jay Rhythm. I couldn't do it without you. Thank you, Jay Rhythm. And, of course, I want to say thank you to Tony Petracca, of course, too, from Channel 12 Fox 84.
Now, do you know anyone that's going to be at the Living Room, like on June 11th at all, that I could see?
Actually, Rola. Yes, Rola? Rola, June 11th. But actually, this will actually air afterwards.
Oh, so, okay. So, see, I'm...
But don't worry, because she has other shows planned out after this show comes out. She has June 17th at Pawtucket at Slater Mill. Rola is going to be there. Performing at 1 o'clock to 1:45 at Slater Mill Roller at this thing they're having, a musical thing. So even if it rains, like you, if you predict rain, they're gonna have it inside. That's what they tell me.
All right, I'll take care of that. Yes, don't worry.
Yeah, make sure. and then the day before, June 10th, actually that already passed, but she performed at African Festival at Classic High School. But thank you. Till next time, it's gonna air with A and B Crew. That's Roller's crew, Rola, J Punk, and Evrock. And Rebel is all going to be my guest next time on the Derek Shapiro Show, because they have an A&B album coming out, A&B mixtape. And Rebel has an album coming out that you heard, the Lockdown song. So that's next time on the Derek Shapiro Show. Until next time, you have a great time listening to this show, and take it easy. Bye-bye.
Take care.
It's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.